delighted to be back with you today on In the Word. I'm here with my good friend and pastor, Mark Bell. And last time, we looked at 1 Peter chapter 4. And it kind of sparked some interesting discussion on Peter. And so we wanted to look back at Peter a little bit. One of the passages that gives us some insight into Peter is the 21st chapter of John. But before we look at that, we want to spend some time talking about the context of the book of John. A lot of people know, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. Very popular passage. We look at it especially, you know, Easter time and different things. But what does he say in the book of John is the purpose for his writing?
Well, his purpose is found just before the 21st chapter. The one that we're going to be investigating as we look a little bit at Peter at the end of Peter's life. But John records for us in chapter 20 and verse 30, "Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book. But these, that is, these signs, are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name." And so John draws our attention here near the end of his record of Jesus' life and ministry. He draws our attention to this great and wonderful purpose for which he's written. That all of these things that he's recorded for us about Jesus are for the purpose that we might believe that he's the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing we may have life in his name. And that's really a full sentence, because it summarizes everything we see in John's gospel.
And it's nice to know that just those people who he wrote to in the first century aren't included in this, that they may believe. It's so that we may believe also. In chapter 17, he records Christ's prayer and Christ's praise for those of us who have yet to believe in the future. And so this passage as well is including us in that we may believe in his name. He's laying out the case for Christ here right from the very beginning. In the beginning was the Word. And then this ball of energy from the Holy Spirit in revealing Christ just keeps rolling. And then we see that in chapter 21, what we're going to look at. Let's take some time in the next segment, though, to look at some of the signs that John talks about here that Christ did, that he recorded.
Okay.